Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi there. So 98.5 KTK Morning Show Recap for Tuesday, December 10th. What we found is that not everyone is all ho-ho-ho over Christmas lights. There's a psychologist who actually kind of chimed in on this whole particular subject. They talked about why we like Christmas lights so much. Mainly, it's just for nostalgia reasons. You think about all the memories we have of smells and sights and sounds. And, of course, lights are in there, and we think about having good times. But a lot of times, people have some trauma around the holidays, and those lights kind of bring back that, open up that old wound, and they get that what's called the holiday blues.
Yeah, and I think just the holidays in general can be like that. The lights obviously are a big part of it, but anything that is a chore, so to speak, you know, if you're not around someone who just genuinely enjoys, like you said, you had a good time putting up the lights and it wasn't that difficult. But for me, it was always like, you know, okay, let's get all the buckets down from the attic and then let's untangle everything. And then hopefully they work. And if they don't, are we having to go to the store? Is somebody getting mad? Like, it's just a process. You know, it's like, never mind.
I'm exhausted.
I know, right? Yeah. I can understand it anyway.
We found that fasting actually may be the key to weight loss trend. Of course, that makes sense, fasting. But the problem, the issue with why we lose our diets crash and they don't work out, is that they're too restrictive. So you don't get to enjoy the things that you do like to have every now and then. So that's where fasting comes in. Researchers have found that fasting 14 hours a day and eating within a 10-hour window helped obese people lose weight and saw improved blood pressure and blood sugar levels. So the participants had to eat nothing for 14 hours per day. And for the other 10 hours, they can eat as much as they want, whenever they want, as much as they pleased. And the researchers tend to think that this method kind of does two things. It helps you lose weight, but it also kind of gives you that reward that you need every now and then.
Well, and you made a good point on the air, too, about how sometimes you have to shock your body back into a different pattern. You know, I mean, when you diet, after a while, eventually, too, sometimes you'll stop losing weight because it's the same routine. So maybe the fasting thing is something that will sort of help it pick up speed when it comes to losing the weight.
Yeah, especially as we get close to New Year's after that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Forget it now. I mean, we're into the holiday season. Just go ahead and enjoy. But, you know, first of the year, you might want to try something like that. This is a pretty cool hack to keep your sponges fresher longer. Look, we're supposed to swap them out every 1 to 2 weeks. But let's be real honest. It's kind of expensive. And this hack actually will get you a few more days on your sponge. So after you're finished cleaning your dishes or using your sponge, go ahead and rinse it, wring it out. And what you're going to want to look for is a medium to large binder clip. You know, the one that's kind of looks
like the little black thing, that you hold like large clumps of paper together with.
Right.
Got it. Okay.
So
then
what you want to do is once that's all done, you want to take that binder clip and put it on the end of the sponge and then put the binder clip at the bottom next to the sink. What will happen is that since it's not really sitting on anything, air will go through it and the water should actually dry out faster. So it gives you a few more days of that sponge before it smells so bad you have to get, you think something died in your sink.
Well, just the fact that you said a sponge should be replaced every 1 to 2 weeks has me already reconsidering my sponge game. I need to change it up a little more, I think.
Yeah, I think you need to add a little bit more to your sponge finances there to get more sponges.
Uh-huh.
We found out about Amazon's open box policy, which is kind of cool because it's just like with the brick and mortar stores. Why I like going in after Christmas is that there's buyer's remorse or perhaps a gift that was bought that no one really wanted. But the problem is when you open up a boxed item, you can't sell it as a new item anymore. It has to be sold as used or an open box. And where are you going to be able to look for open boxes on Amazon.com? Well, it's really simple. All you do is you go to the Amazon.com search engine, at the top where you put in whatever you want. And to the left, there's a drop-down menu. You open that up and look for Amazon Warehouse. Click on that. Voila, whatever you're looking for, they'll look for it. And the hundreds of thousands of pre-owned, used, and open box items could save you a little bit of money.
And I did this, actually. After we finished this story, I gave it a shot. And holy cow, it has opened a new window to an entirely different universe on Amazon. So it's good stuff. Give it a shot if you're looking for presents that are open box.
Yeah, it's true. Or maybe a present for yourself. Mm-hmm. How much should you spend on Christmas gifts? According to Big Store, which is the National Retail Foundation, we spend about $659 on gifts for loved ones each year. But an economist says the typical family spends about 1% of its annual take-home pay on gifts. So about 1% is what you want to spend it on. And again, that's not your gross. That's actually how much money you bring home.
Okay, gotcha.
And then we found out a little bit more about hiccups. A, doctors, scientists, nobody knows exactly why we do hiccups, but it really is basically a spasm of your diaphragm, which causes the air to rush around in your lungs, causing it to go quickly over your vocal cords. And that's why you have that sound like that. They say there's really two ways to combat this. There's no cure for it, but there's a way to combat it. And there probably is things that you're doing already. One of them is you need to increase your carbon dioxide. So if you've ever, inside your lungs, so if you've ever had someone say, hey, hold your breath or breathe through a paper bag, that's actually what you're doing. You are kind of loosening up the mixture of oxygen with adding more carbon dioxide. And then the other one happens to do with something that's called your vagus nerve, which actually runs from your brain to your lower stomach. Every once in a while, it actually just kind of spasms, and you need kind of someone to scare you, or you know, change direction and think of something else. Your body is kind of shocked into a sense of that nerve saying, hey, simmer down, and that should take care of your hiccups. So
it is funny that you say that, though, because sometimes when I hold my breath, it does help. And I think that's probably exactly what you've just explained, is I'm just letting the carbon dioxide out a little more slowly and not rushing it. So
there you go. So there's our show for today, Tuesday, December 10th. Of course, we're live Monday through Friday between 5 and 10 on 98.5 KTK and on the radio.com app.
Yep. Have a great day.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.